السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. وقد قال الله تعالى: ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, last week I mentioned that we have many brothers from the Transvaal here, and therefore we are not continuing with the subject that we had commenced a few weeks ago. Instead we discussed the four amals which if a person has to implement in his life, then it will build up his connection and love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It will bring in his life peace, contentment and satisfaction due to the sabr that he will make. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him his ma'iyyat, inna allaha ma'as sabirin. Allah ta'ala will give him great rewards. Allah ta'ala will give him consolation in his heart. And due to the shukr that he will make, Allah Ta'ala will give him an increase in his ni'mats. La in shakartum la azidannakum. And by means of this shukr and sabr, and by means of istighfar and isti'aza, the person is protecting himself and safeguarding himself from the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the one hand. He is seeking forgiveness for the sins of the past. For the future, he is making sabr and shukr. For the present, he is making sabr and shukr. And for the future, he is asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from all azab, all harm, etc. So the four amals we had mentioned was sabr, shukr, which is well known now, and we have discussed it at length also. And then we said isti'aza, that means a'uzu billah. In anything that causes a person concern, fear, whether it is of his children, of the business, of the family, of the country that he is living in, of the environment in which he finds himself, then he is always asking Allah Ta'ala for protection. And he is making plenty of istighfar and tawbah on whatever mistakes and errors he makes. Because the person is a human being and he is bound to make mistakes, so he makes plenty of istighfar, meaning that he asks forgiveness for the sin. And tawbah means that he has a firm determination and firm niyat that he's not going to return to those sins. Accidentally, again, if he commits the sin, it's a different thing. But he has no intention of returning. And the tawbah that he makes, it must have the conditions fulfilled. If it's the rights of people, he has to repay or the dues of the people. There is no such thing as just making tawbah in the masjid and thinking that all monies that we are owing to somebody, that's all maaf. In the same way, the person who is making tawbah, if he's got namaz, roza, zakat, etc., which is qazas, then he must start implementing that. Now, we discussed that to some extent. Now, today, again, because I think it is the last Jummah of holidays for our Transvaal brothers, and many of them are here who will be leaving, therefore, I am discussing another short hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in which Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that salasun man kunna fihi wajada bihinna halawat al-iman. Now, Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there are three things. If they are found in any person's heart, I'm giving an explanation, that if these three things are found in any Muslim and believer's heart, then that person will definitely get the sweetness of Iman in his heart. The taste of Iman he will get in his heart. Now, it's a very short little hadith, but we have to x-ray ourselves and see if we have got these three things. If we do not have it, then it means that we will not get the taste and sweetness of Iman in our heart. The first thing that is mentioned in there is that the person's love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more than the love of anything in this universe. His love for Allah ta'ala and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more than the love of anything in this universe. The love of everything else will be subject to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hukam. We will love our parents, we will love our children, we will love our wealth, we will love our cars, we will love our homes. There is no harm in that. But it will not exceed the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, if there is a clash between the desires of our wives, our children, our parents, ourselves, our homes, our comforts on the one hand, and with the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the other hand, then we will give preference to the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala over the love of these things. So that is the first thing. Second thing, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that the person's love for any servant of Allah, for any other brother or any other Muslim sister whom it is permissible for him to love, like his mother, his daughter, his sister, his aunt, etc. So whichever servant of Allah Ta'ala this person loves, his love is for no one else but for the pleasure of Allah. That means there is no gharaz there, there is no motivation there of wealth, of gaining some kind of material things from that person. That love is not for worldly reasons. That love is not so that the person may get some favors, or it is not in exchange of some favors. It is nothing except for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That this person loves this person. Why? Because this person is leading him towards deen, towards Allah, towards Jannat, towards Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So his love is solely for the pleasure of Allah. Or he sees certain qualities in that person which remind him of the deen of Allah, reminds him of Allah. As it is mentioned in the hadith, that who are the awliya-i kiram? Al-lazina iza zukiru. That when they are seen, then they remind you of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this person loves for no other reason except for the pleasure of Allah. That is the second thing. That this person, his love is for no other purpose but for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this person has got raza bil qada. He is happy under all conditions. Whatever condition befalls him, he is happy on that. Whatever condition comes from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which we term as qadar, this person is pleased and happy with that. If he has got these three things, then he will definitely have halawat of iman. He will definitely... No, the third point, sorry, is this, that this person, he detests and dislikes returning towards kufr. After he has come out from kufr, then he dislikes returning towards kufr, just as he hates and detests being put into a pit fire, to be put into some ditch where there is a fire, to be thrown into some place where there is a fire, or to be thrown into the fire, just as a person dislikes and detests, in the same way he detests returning towards kufr, towards disbelief, after having come out from that. Now in the light of these three things, we must see whether we have them in us or not. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, being rahmatul lil alameen, he gave us signs. That what are the signs that the person now has this halawat and sweetness of iman? I can tell you that I've got plenty of sweetness of iman in my heart. And you can tell me you have got plenty of sweetness of iman. Just as at present all of us claim we have got great love for Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But now what are the signs that this person definitely has got the sweetness of iman? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in his hadith, there is always an ocean of knowledge. Now Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, in his Shara and others. Now they've explained that what are the signs. So the signs are istilzazu ta'at. The first sign is that this person begins to enjoy the ta'at. The ibadat, the namaz, the roza, the zakat, the hajj, the ishraq, the charge, the charities, the fulfillment of the rights of the neighbors, of the family members, of the friends, of the clients, of the children, of the adults, of the old, of the young. It goes across the board. That this person, ta'at is not only sitting in the masjid and making Allah Allah. Ta'at is not only reading some tasbih or making some gush or going for some talim. All these are ta'at. But ta'at goes across the board. That the person, he enjoys now the fulfillment of the hukam and the rights of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In this fulfillment, there is an enjoyment and a taste that he gets. Just as all of us have got certain dishes that we say that is my favorite dish. If a person has to ask someone that what is your favorite dish, what is the food that you like most, then every person has got some food that he would like to say that it is my favorite. In the same way, in the sweets and chocolate range, each one has got some favorite. In the biscuit range, each one has got some favorite. If you have to take anything, if it is concerning some tour of some country, then everyone has got some favorite. We will say that the best place that I would like to visit, or the best visit of mine, has always been Madina Sharif or Makkah Sharif. So like that, every person has got some taste. He likes it, he enjoys it, and therefore he looks forward to it. When a person enjoys something, then he looks forward to it. He does not have to be pushed towards it. He does not have to be forced and dragged towards it. This person looks forward to it. Wherever he can get that favorite dish of his, or whenever he can get the opportunity to visit that favorite place of his, or that favorite friend of his, then this person looks forward to that visit, he looks forward to that meeting, he looks forward to that food. So in the same way, this is istilzazu ta'at, that what is one of the signs, or the first sign that this person has got halawat of iman and sweetness of iman in him, is that he now looks forward to these favorite dishes of his, which are now namaz, roza, zakat, ibadat, the fulfillment of the rights of people, generosity, kindness, sincerity, taqwa, all the good deeds that we know of. This person now looks forward to those good deeds, that where can I get an opportunity to do this good deed. He doesn't have to be forced and pushed into it. He doesn't require 101 waz and nasihat, that it is a great ibadat if you give charity, it's a great ibadat if you make namaz, it's a great ibadat if you talk cheerfully and with a smile to your Muslim brothers, it is a great ibadat if you care for your parents, if you look after those who are old and sickly. Now all these things, now this person's mizaj becomes that. His mizaj now becomes the fulfillment of the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, he does not feel satisfied and contented until he has fulfilled those hukams of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. His enjoyment is in that now. He will never get sleep if he has not made his Isha Salat. This person will never get sleep if he has not made his Isha Salat. And if accidentally he fell off to sleep, then the moment he gets up, he will check in the watch that the namaz is qaza, or is it still time. And even if it is past midnight, but he will get up, even if it is the coldest of all nights, he will go and make wuzu and make his Isha Salat, because it is still within time. Now when will this happen? When this person has got the sweetness of iman in his heart. Istilzazu ta'at. So when this person has got sweetness of iman, one of the signs that he has got this sweetness of iman is that he gets enjoyment in ta'at. Now we have to check, do we get enjoyment in our ibadat? Is there any kind of enjoyment we get, or is it just a fulfillment of some kind of a timetable? That five time namaz is farz, if I don't make it, then I will get punished in the azab of Jahannam, so therefore I have to make it. Now that is one way of making it, but we should not be satisfied with that. We should look forward to it. As Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that qurratu ayni fi salat. The coolness of my eyes is in salat. So we have to begin to get the enjoyment in that. But we must not be mistaken that if we are not getting the enjoyment, we must not give it up. Because if you're going to give it up, then where are you going to bring that enjoyment in? So even if we don't get enjoyment and we fulfill it, inshallah that too will get us some kind of salvation. But we should... the sweetness of iman is not there as yet. That is what it means. In the zikr, the person must get that sweetness of iman. The time is limited, so let us go on to the second point quickly. That this person who has got the sweetness of iman, then the second sign is this, that tahammulul mashaq fi mardatillahi wa rasuli. That he takes upon himself any kind of pain and burden in the fulfillment of the hukams of Allah Ta'ala, the orders of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever Allah and His Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has ordered, then this person goes out of his way to fulfill those ahkam, no matter what kind of pain and difficulty and problem he has to experience. Of course, there are masail of sharia, that where the person is given concession, that if you cannot stand and read, you sit and read. If you cannot sit and read, you lie down and read. When you are in safar, then you make qasar. Now all those masail are there. Or if the person cannot make wuzu, then you make tayammum. And otherwise you make masa over certain parts where you cannot wash. Now all these masail are there. Concessions Allah Ta'ala has given us plentiful to make life easy for us. But this person does not just take it relaxed. He, for the sake of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's pleasure, he takes upon himself the burden that a person who has got sweetness of iman would take. That means this person enjoys it. If he is going for jihad, he is enjoying it. He is going for deen work, he is enjoying it. If he is going to assist some poor and needy people, there is an enjoyment. And although there's difficulty coming upon him, it could be a cold day, a cold night, it could be that the conditions are very poor, and the person is not used to those kind of conditions, but he travels out, or he goes and tries and do whatever pleases Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and whatever is going against his nafs, he tries to suppress his nafs. So tahammulul mashab, whatever difficulty, the person is prepared to take that difficulty for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam's pleasure. The third sign that this person has now got some sweetness of iman in his heart, isaruha ala jami'i shahawat wal mustalazzat. Again, as an explanation, that this person, another sign, the third sign is this, that he sacrifices the evil desires that come into his heart. He sacrifices that and gives preference to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's hukam. The suppression of those evil desires, it is a mujahada that he has to make. It is no doubt a mujahada, and especially in our climate, in our environment, it is a great mujahada, because all around that you look, there is nothing but invitation towards sins. And as I mentioned last night, that unfortunately sometimes it so happens that the attractions and the distractions that are placed and laid out for us, whether it's the cinemas, the theaters, the porn movies, the dances, the clubhouses, the casinos, and everything is inviting us towards sins. And sometimes it is so serious that it dislocates the joints of iman. That these attractions and distractions, they dislocate the joints of iman to such an extent that even traction after that does not help. Those attractions, even if you put the traction of some little bit of namaz, little bit of zikr, it does not help, because it has dislocated that person's imani joints to such an extent. So how much on guard do we have to be? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He gives sweetness of iman into somebody's heart, then he will not go for those temptations. The temptations will come. If the question of temptation at all, then the person would have been created an angel. Angels have got no temptation. So our whole taqwa is based on that temptation, that there will be temptation. Purposely don't go towards those things which will tempt you towards sin. But if just the thought of sin comes into the mind, then first of all, of course, ignore it altogether. And even if it comes very strongly, if the person now restrains himself, he says, come what may, but I am not going to go towards this sin, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him in his heart sweetness of iman. And don't think that the sweetness of iman is just some kind of a figment of the imagination. I mean, what is the difference? Why don't we get any taste in bamboo sticks? Why don't we get the sweetness of sugar in bamboo sticks? Who is it that puts the sweetness of sugar into the sugar cane? It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that billions and billions of tons of sugar has been used, and it will continue to be used. Now it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that is putting it into those sticks. So if he can put sweetness into sticks, cannot he put sweetness into flesh? But the sweetness is going to be different. The sweetness of that sugar, after some time, the person's body is going to it is going to lose the taste of that. But when it comes to the sweetness of iman, it will remain with this person for a long time. And he will get such enjoyment, such satisfaction, such contentment, such peace and such happiness, that if only the kings and the rulers with all their crowns and with all their thrones and with all their wealth and their fortune knew about it, then they would send their armies to go and snatch it away from those who have got the sweetness of iman in their hearts. But that is why Allah Ta'ala gives it insight, so that nobody can snatch it away. So this is the third sign, that the person now sacrifices his evil desires. There is no other way. People want to know that how can we get peace, how can we get contentment and satisfaction. What other way is there but that the person suppresses those evil desires? They will come. We are not saying it will not come. But the suppression of that evil desires for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the person is being tempted to stare at the woman. There was an accidental glance, but now he's being tempted to look at her from head to toe. Now this person restrains himself. The promise of the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is Allah ta'ala will give him sweetness of iman. But just one grain of sugar is also sugar. And one spoonful is also sugar. And 1 kilogram is also sugar. And much more than that is also sugar, if it is sugar. So the sweetness is there. But if a person just takes one grain of sugar and he says, it hasn't sweetened my tea, then we will say, go and get your screws which are loose, tighten a little bit, because one grain of sugar you don't expect to sweeten your tea. You need sufficient quantity of sugar for the sweetness of different quantities of things. So in the same way, this halawat of imani Allah Ta'ala will definitely give. But it's not just after one gaze that we saved ourselves and we say now we are looking for, searching for the halawat of iman. If we are going to do it continually, then I guarantee you Allah Ta'ala will give it. So this is the thing, that the person now, isaruha ala jami'i shahawat wal mustalazat, all those things with those passions, those evil desires which are coming in his heart, and those evil enjoyments, the evil pleasures. Now this person sacrifices all that for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then it is a sign that this person has got halawat of iman in his heart. If not, then it is just a loud claim that I am a good Muslim and I've got halawat and sweetness of iman in my heart, whereas that person hasn't even tasted what is halawat of iman. So this isaruha ala jami'i shahawat wal mustalazat. Then again, to go quickly on to the last point that it is mentioned, that this person is happy and satisfied. Ar-ridha bil qada fi jami'il halat. Under all conditions, this person has got ridha bil qada. That he is happy with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decision, irrespective of what condition the person is in. Because as you have heard many, many times now, that only two kinds of conditions can befall a person. One is the conditions of what we may term as prosperity, happiness, joy, satisfaction, contentment, plenty of wealth, comfortable home, good car, good clothes, good children, then that is what we will term as a good condition. Or the condition will be of poverty, condition of distress, condition of sickness and ill health, condition of adversity, conditions of calamities and disasters. So that will be the conditions which we term as which a person does not normally like. But this person who has got his connection built up with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he will be happy with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's decision, whether it is the decision of adversity or prosperity. Because this person will believe that all I have to do is fulfill Allah ta'ala's hukam. Then through whichever road he takes me towards him and connects me with him, I'm quite happy and satisfied. So as long as this person is not doing stupid and foolish things out of his own will, as long as he's not doing stupid and foolish things out of his own will, because to blame Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala after that and say that that is my taqdeer, then that is a sin. The person, Allah ta'ala has given willpower, he must make use of the willpower and do those things which are right and correct. Allah ta'ala has given everybody some intelligence, he must make use of the intelligence. He must not do stupid and foolish things and afterwards say, well, that was taqdeer. Like one person was 70 years of age and he married a young girl of 19 or 17. And afterwards there was no compatibility, he went to one Ahlullah and he started complaining. He says, there's no compatibility and I'm having great problem in sustaining this marriage. So he asked him, what is the problem? Then he said, this girl that I married is 17 or 18 and he is 70 years of age. Now isn't that stupidity and foolishness? So when he reprimanded him, he said, taqdeer. He said, you make the mistake yourself and then you blame taqdeer. So that is not taqdeer, that is the stupidity of that person. So in the same way, in all aspects of our life, we have to make use of that intelligence, our willpower, and then something that was beyond our control after that, if something has to happen, then the person is happy with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala under all conditions. Now when he's got this happiness in him under all conditions, then where can after that there be sorrow and grief? That natural sorrow and grief will be there. But the person will have the himmat and the courage to bear those difficulties. So that again in fact connects us with the bayan last week, that this will be again what we term as sabr or shukr. That if the person is getting what is in his wish and will and desire, then he is making shukr. And if the person is getting adversity, disaster, calamities and problems, then he is making sabr. Now the person who is connected with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, either through shukr or through sabr, what a peaceful and wonderful life that person will have. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, again, just to recap that first part of today's bayan, is that if a person, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, if a person has got three things in him, then he has got the sweetness of iman. Then Allah ta'ala will definitely give that person sweetness of iman. What are those three things? Is that the person loves Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam more than anything in this universe. His love for Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is greater than everything. Then the second thing is that this person loves the servant of Allah, any servant of Allah, he loves him for no other purpose but for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. And the third thing, that he does not like to return towards kufr. He detests it, he dislikes it, just as he detests and he dislikes being thrown into the fire. So now the signs of that halawat of iman, I've given it to you in a nutshell. If we have to expand, and explain in detail. It will can go on for hours and hours, but it is sufficient for people of understanding, and alhamdulillah, all of you are people of understanding. So this is sufficient for our hidayat, for our guidance, for our islah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal on the teachings of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we may become the recipients of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ni'mat, rahmat, mercy, forgiveness, kindness, generosity, both in this world and in the akhirat. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties and calamities and disasters with which the Muslim ummah is afflicted all over the world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.